And they knew I had a need here because I already approached facilities and other folks about it. And they say, hey, we think we have a way to do this. And they spoke with whoever, you know, they needed to. I guess they were coordinating with the government. And they came back, yeah, they said they would take care of this. And I said, okay. And so, you know, that's where the deadline came out of. Now, I can go back to her and say, ask the same questions at firm, or can it be, can we request a no-cost extension? You know, I don't know. That's the question, but I will ask it. Obviously, that helps.
Okay. You know, do you have a number assigned by the Harvey for this project?
That's a question.
They should have one. Because each grant has a designated number.
Yeah.
And also, it's kind of, I'm just observing that erosion's there. It's kind of interesting. It's not as what you thought the water comes from here, you wrote it.
Mm-hmm.
It's somewhere here. You're discharging, making the
floor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, see, this is all right up against this.
Yeah.
You know, so original.
That was eroded.
Yeah, so, well, water probably was coming along this structure, this cement structure, and it's starting to eat this out because we saw a little trickle at first.
Can I see anything here?
Pardon?
Don't see anything eroded this side.
Yeah.
So that.
But I mean, it could be coming around or underneath this cement structure too. I don't know. I don't know where else it would be coming from.
It's generally a swarm that runs here.
Yeah.
So the tide of water could be very high.
Pardon?
That water could be very high when the...
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And so...
Start
yeah.
Like I said, it was fire to...
Because it was doing okay for several years, 4 or 5 years, and then all of a sudden, RV, and then the...
This is the only spot that has a concrete.
Yep.
For here, for this building.
That's right. But it doesn't have, what's that? Where it comes, you know, that's the structure where it drops in and has the wings.
Yeah.
That's what's normally recommended for something like this. Well, that's the thing. I think it started eating around finding a pathway, especially if it wasn't packed and it had sand. Going back a little bit, remember I told y'all we approached the company and they had the guy come out here. It was a contractor, I probably have his name somewhere, and they used that foam stuff and they injected it under here all over the place and around here, and that helped for a while, but obviously not for long. And so when you're digging that up, you'll find, you know, styrofoam.
It's hard to compact that.
Yeah, exactly. But you know, their big claim was, oh, it'll reach out and fill out every pore space, you know, and so.
So like plugging holes in your house to prevent insects and things from getting in environments.
Yeah, it's the same, it seems same like thing. It's the same junk.
Same material, yeah.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's like putting that stuff in your radiator to stop leaks.
Well, the challenge that is, those forms would not sustain the hydraulic pressures.
Yeah. That's, you know, it dries, it's that. That's it. It's like a rock. It doesn't give at all. So,
I know you said this was like originally built for like experimentation purposes. Does the university have any plans to like use this area and then other areas around this campus for any type of university funded research?
Yeah, I actually have a project that is going to be starting soon, which really puts me in a bind, because I was going to use this pond as part of the experiment, as one of the sites. And it was some work we were doing with Harris County Flood Control District, and we're going to be using some different types of treatment wetlands that we're going to deploy out here in open water. And so, yeah, the question is definitely. And those kind of things are kind of opportunistic. We also have a lot of land that we haven't done anything that we've been talking with folks. I forget the name of the company. This is several years ago. And Clear Lake City Water Authority, the Galveston Bay Estuary Program doing some experimental ponds that, you know, are not necessarily, we're not interested in biodiversity. We're just, hey, let's manipulate plants, let's manipulate flow, because we have water, gray water. Actually, I think it's not even gray water. I think it's treated water that we get from Cool Lake City Water Authority we use for irrigation. Like when we first designed this, we were able to do dye studies and everything because we have a big faucet there. You just turn it on, it's part of that network of plumbing. And so we were able to measure how much flow was coming down, dose it. And so it was very nice. And so we were looking at designing some cells, raceways, and other parts of the campus where we have access to that water, we can do that. Well, I started talking to my friends at TCQ. If we're going to discharge anything, then we got to get a permit. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, this is to improve water quality. They said, still, you got to get a permit. And so, for whatever reason, we didn't pursue it that year, and then it got kind of put on the back shelf, but it's still there. Okay. And now this other pond over here that y'all might pass by with the fountain, that's had problems with algal blooms and everything, and a lot of that has to do with fertilizer use. Now this here, one thing I'd say for facilities, they stopped doing any kind of fertilizer treatment here. They didn't want, or that would involve pesticides or anything, because I tell them don't start spraying any kind of herbicides and crap that end up washing in here. Over there, I don't know what they do, but they used to have big, they even had a couple fish kills, and they went with some lake management company that put that stupid thing there. I'm waiting for them to put that blue water dye in next. And so anyway, I was wanting to go in there, and upstream there's, you know, it's a long ditch, but there's some right-of-way issues because there's a utility corridor. I wanted to widen that and have some wetlands there, you know, kind of cells along the way that, you know, try some things there to help remove some of the nutrients. But again, this thing was not, you know, didn't have to do it. Not part of any kind of permit requirement or anything. So there's none of that kind of complications that we had to deal with. Anything else? Are y'all welcome to stay? You wanna...
Getting warmer. Take a...
Yeah, I guess sometimes it's, you know, this time of the year. But anyway, we're hoping to get this better shape, and you know, this is the first step. But in addition, again, that's kind of gave you my way of thinking. But obviously, you got something that you're interested in that's you think is better and will accomplish the same thing. You know, we're open. Big thing for me is low maintenance. And it's got to last 10 years until I retire.
Until you retire.
Yes, sir.
They asked me that. I said, what, where did you pick that from? I said, that's when I'll know I'm retired for sure.
Nice. And then y'all can
10-year warranty. And,
that's not a wish list. That's a warranty.
Yeah.
It's a warranty.
Is that right?
Yes.
It's a warranty.
Yes. Warranty. For materials and, you know, whatever. Obviously, you can't warranty for something that you haven't had anything to deal with.
Yeah.
Okay. And I understand there'll probably be some wording in there to that effect. Okay, I'll be crazy not to. So, just don't use any foam in here. I would have to look at that negatively. Okay. Anyway. Okay, well, I'm going to head on out.
Okay.
Thanks for coming by. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Yeah.